following up one by one. It was taking me 2 or 3 weeks. The first gym I did, you know, I followed up with like 135 people over several weeks. It was a nightmare. And so my initial push with K-Launch was, hey, how can I engage these people in a more intentional way that streamlines the administrative process and allowed us just to communicate personally with people right in front of us, knowing that the text piece was going to take care of the rest on the back end, and we didn't have to really put a lot of time and intention into it.
Hey everybody, it's Joe Melillo. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host today in another client spotlight. This time, the CEO of NRG Physio, Chad Nolan, is joining me on a Zoom call from his brand new office in Plainfield. And we're so happy to have you, Chad. Thanks again, man. And really just appreciative of your time and effort here to explain what you do. Thanks.
No problem. Appreciate you inviting me on.
So the Electrify Your Message podcast, especially when it comes to the client spotlight, I want people to learn about you as a business owner, as a leader in your organization. Where did it start? Where did the passion come from? Why do you want to fix people in a physical way?
Yeah, fix people is a good way to put it. So I started as a PT about 8 years ago. And for most of my career, I spent time in the big corporate and network centers. And so I got exposed to lots of patients. And ultimately it was great because I was able to breed a certain amount of quality out of the quantity. But I eventually got to a point, you know, seeing 3 or 4 patients at a time with the big and network centers. It was a grind. I mean, that was a lot of patients. We had a lot of documentation to deal with. And ultimately, I was getting in that thing that people call burnout. There was this large gap between what I felt was my potential and what I was actually able to provide through the constraints of time. When you got 4 patients on the table at the same time, you just can't get into some of the nitty gritty stuff as opposed to having, you know, one-on-one with somebody for an hour. And so that's ultimately what kind of drove me out on my own. So I started my business several years ago. I started with a part-time job with an on-site healthcare company, which was 20 hours a week. So it allowed me kind of a soft launch into my own deal. But it also opened me up to a side of healthcare that I didn't even know existed, which was on-site and near-site healthcare, which has been an eye-opener for me, and it's kind of shaped the way that I view healthcare and shaped the way that I do business. And it's really kind of helped me mold and define my vision and mission for healthcare. So our ideal client is the active adult, the athlete, and the fitness enthusiast who has pain and already tried and failed other doctors, chiropractics, physical therapies, medications, injections, and surgeries. And we bring these guys in on a very comprehensive set of things that we like to do with people and ultimately get them some massive results in just a few sessions. But it's also opened me up to this business to business idea where if we're going to reach the most people in healthcare, we need to go where they spend most of their time, which is at work. And my big mission for healthcare was born out of that thing that I saw after seeing thousands of patients, which was, a lot of times people have pain and they start with primary care and they end up getting some medications and not solving their problem. And then they go to specialty care and get more meds and not solve their problem. And then inevitably they get shuffled into an MRI or an injection, which in our experience has been a downhill slide to surgery for a lot of people. And so we're really trying to end that negative cycle of healthcare that leads people to unnecessary medications, injections, and surgeries. By being a more dedicated entry point for physical pain, you know, getting way more comprehensive in our evaluations, our diagnostics, and our treatment protocols to help sift through some of people's complex pain patterns in a way that gets big results really fast and in kind of alter their mindset around, you know, what's going on inside my body? Why is it not getting better? What does it mean if an image shows I have broken anatomy, and why is that important or why is it not? And now it's led me to some larger business accounts where we're actually getting to really move forward on that vision and mission of reaching people where they spend most of their time, helping employers save a lot of money on their healthcare spending, and ultimately getting people a premium healthcare product that really drives better health metrics and health improvement while we get to save businesses a lot of money.
An ideal world for you would be being able to work with these businesses and ultimately the employees directly to create these complex, well, in my mind, they're not very complex. I mean, you break it down pretty simply, like do this and you'll start feeling better. But in your mind, it is complex, right? A lot goes into what you suggest for people.
Sure. And that, you can boil that down to a simple concept of pain is not the real problem. And most people spend most of their time trying to solve pain. But pain is just a symptom of the underlying problem. And really what we found is that when you dial in on pain and local restrictions around that pain, your results are going to be minimal at best. But when you can start creating 1 degree shifts in a lot of areas of restriction in the entire body, there's a massive effect on the pain site without even treating it directly. And so tying together some complex ideas about how anatomy is knit together within the body, that's what I mean by complex. The solutions are actually quite simple. It's just a matter of time and placement and consistency.
And combination, right?
Yeah, just being consistent and providing some direction for the patient and empowering them to take on some of their own self-care techniques has really been the best way to get bigger changes in a shorter amount of time.
This is great. I love it. I think I'm experiencing it as we are also working with you from a K-Launch perspective. I'm going to you as a client and finding these processes really simple. I mean, I can go to my son's practice and implement, you know, planks and stretches and be able to solve some of the problems before I play a whole baseball season coming up here shortly. So with that said, you know, what are some of the challenges as a business owner you had when it came to communication that led you to what we're doing for you in K-Launch?
Yeah, one of the big things was more administrative than anything. We found ourselves coming up with some new ideas to get in front of a lot of people at once, where we would go into an athletic organization or a CrossFit gym of several hundred members, and we would push out some free movement and mobility screens where, you know, I was like having them sign this form and put their contact info and then following up one by one. It was taking me 2 or 3 weeks. The first gym I did, you know, I followed up with like 135 people over several weeks. It was a nightmare.
You don't like to do that? Isn't that fun?
Colossal waste of time. I should have been doing other things, but man, it was a time drain. And so my initial push with K-Launch was, hey, you know, how can I engage these people in a more intentional way that streamlines the administrative process where now I don't have to follow up, they're automatically followed up with. It allows them to create their own patient profile. And then we can retarget these people to say, hey, you know, how was your movement screen? Let's get you on the schedule for an initial evaluation. All this kind of stuff is running in the background where somebody's walking up for their movement screen and we say, hey, text screen to 55433 and the rest is history. We get to do the screen, we get to sell our service, we get to talk to people about why things are the way they are and how it's going to affect their movement and how it contributes to their pain. And it shifted the focus completely away from the follow-up and allowed us just to communicate personally with people right in front of us, knowing that the text piece was going to take care of the rest on the back end and we didn't have to really put a lot of time and intention into it.
How much time do you think you're saving using this method week to week, month to month, maybe classify it in that way?
I probably save 10 hours a week.
10 hours a week?
Yeah, I probably save 10 hours a week. Now, I'm not a large business. I mean, the larger I get, the more time it saves me. For instance, we launched some social campaigns about 2 months ago, and we've had a massive influx of new patients. So now we're able to send patients the booking link via the text platform that allows them to create their own profile and schedule themselves. So now we've had, you know, 50 new patients over the last, you know, 2 months that we had only brief interactions with after they were already scheduled. So I didn't have to call. I didn't have to take their demographic information down and figure out, you know, hey, where can I schedule you? How can we make this work? They did it all on their own. And then I got to just follow up on the tail end and say, hey, I saw you on the schedule. I'm Dr. Chad. I just wanted to introduce myself and say, thank you. Can I answer any questions for you? And it was a very seamless way to integrate with people after they had already taken care of the hard work themselves.
What would you say to someone who says, oh, I can do that myself, right? Because I believe that K-Launch brings the value to you, and maybe kind of reiterate that for me, that we do it, we work with you to make sure that it integrates properly, as opposed to just you being able to figure it out yourself. Would you have been able to figure it out yourself as a business owner?
I mean, the way I'm using it, there's no way. I mean, sure, I could have sent out a text campaign to 500 people. I would have had to type 500 different text messages. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Even the administrative piece. I mean, to hire somebody to do what this thing is doing for me would cost me, you know, $50,000 or $55,000 a year. Now I can follow up with all the patients at once, get them mass amounts of information right where we know they're going to see it, and engage with them in a really intentional way without a big, long process that, I mean, if I was doing it myself, it would just be a long, slow process. Could I do it? Yes, but I'd rather spend my time doing more important things like generating new leads, following up with patients that we already have on the schedule and making sure they get what they're coming for, rather than spending all my time trying to, deal with the influx from an administrative standpoint.
Do you think people enjoy texting versus the email and phone calls? Now, I know you were doing it on your personal phone, so you may be a little biased prior to working with K-Launch. But overall, do you believe that people want to communicate with your brand, the NRG brand, via text message?
Oh, for sure. People are busy. Text is one of those ways where, you can kind of come and go at your own pace. Versus an email, somebody could dodge your email, or maybe it gets lost in the shuffle of all the junk you get. I know for me, that's true. I'll get a really important email buried inside of, an inbox full of junk. And so you just don't know if somebody's going to see it. And in the context of wanting to stay current and relevant and visible in people's lives, we know that text is the most preferred way to communicate. And we know that it's very difficult to ignore text. Maybe they respond or not, maybe they click the link or not, but you at least know they're seeing your content, because you got to make that little blue dot go away. You got to at least open it to make it go away. And so we've had an incredible response through the text engagement with current patients, past patients, and potential future patients, where it's a very easy way to interact with people. And it's kind of like no strings attached. There's a lot of stress on a phone call. I mean, talking to a stranger, it's really just removed barriers that we previously had through phone calls and emails that kind of disappear when you get on a text message.
Yeah, talking to a stranger via text message can be a lot easier, for sure. I think that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. Ultimately, where do you see the business going and possibly the future of this communication? You've talked about scale a few times on this podcast, but are we talking 5 years, 10 years from now, you can see this being a preferred communication tool?
I mean, it's already a preferred communication tool for me. Even some of the simpler things, like I wouldn't say simpler things, but maybe just kind of running in the background, the chat bot, where somebody can text in and we can prompt them, hey, is it your knee, your back, your shoulder? When they respond, it will automatically kick them energy physio content in video format, say, hey, try these couple of things out. These are our top moves that we like to use for pain. Try these things out and let us know how it works. While you're at it, go ahead and book an appointment so we can get it figured out for you. And then we've got some bigger things coming up in the business-to-business space that I really think this is going to allow us to set ourselves apart in a big way by engaging and getting in front of a large amount of people to provide a different service, and a service they have not yet been exposed to, but creating some brand awareness, some benefit awareness in the business-to-business space, I think is really going to be one of the bigger ways I'm going to use this tool moving forwards here in the next probably 12 months.
I love it. Where can people find some of your content that you're speaking of, and also how to get a hold of you if they want a screen and or to schedule an appointment with you?
Sure. So the QR code on the background there, that'll take you to our link page, which has got all the info you need. It's got testimonial videos, some of our ad content. It's got our booking information and my contact info for the business. At Energy Physio on all the social sites, that's the letters NRGPHYSIO, or text NRG to 55433.
N is in Nancy, R is in red, G is in go, at 55433.
Yep, 55433.
I love it, dude. Thank you so much, Chad. You're a hard worker, always improving, as we like to say. Is there anything else you want to say to the fans listening to this podcast that you think that's really important that they need to know before we leave?
If you have pain, we are the solution. Come on, there you,
and if thanks.
If you have pain in your business, your creativity is the limit on how you can use this text platform to take your business to the next level and solve some problems. So if that's the case, get with Mr. Joe Melillo.
You're telling me that text is not spam? That's weird. Oh, it's amazing the creativity you can put into it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Electrify Your Message podcast. Again, I'm Joe Melillo. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.